Hello and welcome to MP Access, the official podcast for Mortgage Point and the Five Star Institute. My name is Gina Galusha. I'm the Executive Director of Memberships at Five Star. And today we are joined by Eric Delgado. We're going to be talking about Velocity, an upcoming conference that we have been collaborating on, and just give you the scoop on that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Gina. Thank you for having me. This is impressive. And for those who don't know, we're here in Dallas at the Legal League Conference
Servicer Summit.
It's my first time ever being and attending,
welcome.
And this is like so impressive. The people that are in the room, I mean, it's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
They're
on a full house.
Crew. Oh, thank you.
A standing room only already.
Yeah, it's a really, really good group of people. The other thing I love about this event is that it is collaborative. And honestly, between you and I and the rest of all of y'all, this was one of the kind of incubators for the idea of Velocity, because we saw the beauty of the intimate spring events for this group. This group is, you know, servicers, lenders, GSEs, and attorneys, and just the right people in the room, you know, and having a great conversation. What we hear so often from them is, because it's smaller, because you don't have to feel like you have to see all the people in the world, you get more time, more meaningful time.
Right on.
So we created Velocity a couple of years ago, and then this year we brought you on as a partner.
Yeah.
So tell us about how that came about.
I mean, look, I think in the spirit of collaboration and in the spirit of being a room full of meaningful, quality people, you know, one of the things that I've learned across my career of being an entrepreneur is surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals has led to successful ventures for myself and the people around me. And I've been very fortunate to have a good group of friends and colleagues, including yourself and the good folks at Five Star, to really help me personally and professionally grow. And so with that mindset, what happens is if you get into the right room and you surround yourself with the right people that are like-minded and have generally the same goals, magic happens. And so with Velocity, I was like, you know what? I was talking to you. I was talking to Jonathan. I'm like, guys, what if we did something a little bit different? What if we filled the room, curated the room with people that wanted to see their business just prosper and grow and add more value to their clients and to their legacy and to their colleagues, their friends, their family? And the feedback that you guys gave me was like, yeah, let's think about that. And so we did a lot of masterminding. And as you know, we put some stuff on paper with a pencil first. And the output was pretty awesome. And so Velocity is going to be a room very much curated with very like-minded entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm using the word entrepreneur instead of real estate professional, because the people in the room are real estate professionals. They're going to be investors. They're going to be real estate agents. They're going to be vendors, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. But everybody in that room is an entrepreneur. Everybody in that room is trying to find the next magic ticket. And what's going to be awesome is when you put 150 people in that one room, you will see a lot of magic.
I love that. I think, you know, you were talking about that day we brainstormed. It was one of my favorite meetings of 2025.
Awesome.
I think.
Me too.
And limiting that number to make sure that it's intimate has been great. One of the things we added, since it is a limited room and a curated room, is an application process,
right,
if they're not a Force member. And you and I have been talking about how much we love some of the applications that are coming in, because it really does show that they have the right intentions and they want the right outcomes to be that collaborative, brainstorming, let's build together kind of group, right?
I mean, it's crazy. Like when we put that application process into place, I think all of us are kind of like, what's going to happen? Like, how's this going to be like received? And we've received over 100 applications, and some of those applications came in very simple, yes, no, yes, no. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, and what was really inspiring, is a lot of those applications came with 2, 3, 4 paragraph answers.
Yes.
And it, like, that's when we were like, all right, we're on to something.
Yes.
Because people got excited, because they want, I think what these folks are looking for are ideas, concepts that they can implement, mm-hmm. and execute on to build their business. And those responses clearly state that, hey, I'm successful today. I know what I've done yesterday, but what am I going to do tomorrow?
Right.
Because as an entrepreneur, a lot of people just, they're hungry for the next one, right? They're hungry for the next it thing. And some of them are just looking for it. And as I went through those answers, I'm like, yeah, Gina, I think we hit something here.
We really did.
Yeah.
My favorite question is the last one, which asks, what are you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not just about a taking community, right? It's about a collaborative community. So what do you bring to the room and how are you going to contribute? And there's so many folks who are like, I have been in this business for 20 plus years and I know this process and I'm an expert at this and here's what I'm looking for, but here's what I bring too, you know?
And that question was my favorite too, because that's what it's all about, right? This is not a give, or right. It's not a take kind
yes.
of room. It's a give and take,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. it's the essence of what we're trying to achieve is
right.
everybody in that room is going to walk away with something, but also everybody in that room is going to give something, right? And so that question's awesome. And some of the answers that one answer just comes, it resonates. I just read it yesterday morning. 20 years in the business. Probably the similar answer that you had that you're referencing. 20 years in the business, crushed REO. I mean, crushed it. And it's most of these people that are going to be watching this are going to know the name, so I'm not going to mention his name. But what was interesting is he's like, I found something. He's like, I've been looking for something, and about a year ago, I found an opportunity that I want to share with. And I'm not going to steal his thunder because he's going to come to the room prepared to talk about what has taken his game to the next level.
Mm.
And he said, this is what I want to bring to the table. And like, without even hesitating, he put that out there. Most people are kind of wanting to hide their right. secret sauce.
Yep.
He's wanting to give, and that's the spirit of the velocity.
Absolutely. It's something we talk about, and I think you've heard me talk about with The Force as well, is that close-fisted means you aren't open to receive.
Oh,
right?
I like that.
You know, and so if you're willing to give those referrals, you're going to get those referrals. If you're willing to give those ideas, you're going to get those ideas.
Right on.
Right? But you have to be open-fisted.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be close-fisted.
I've never said that, never heard that, and I'm going to use that.
Use it.
I'm going to use it.
I love it.
Brought to you by Gina.
Steal it.
You got it. Thank you for that one.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so let's talk about the panels and kind of the thought process, because we had like 10 options for panels, I think, and we narrowed them down. I'm really excited about them.
So excited.
And the speakers that are starting to come to the table. Let's talk about that.
I mean, look, the panels, the foundation of Velocity is going to be real estate default REO. But what's interesting, and the panels that we've kind of curated are going to be ones that also are going to inspire the next generation or the next level of
right.
business. And so, you know, we put a lot of thought into what those panels look like, who's going to be on those panels. And we got a list of incredible speakers, and there's more coming. I'm sure we'll get to that later on in the podcast. But we spent a lot of time making sure that we built on the foundation that Five Star Institute's about.
Right.
But we're adding components and pieces that if you're in that room with the right mindset, which, by the way, anybody who got invited and attends, I'm pretty sure they're going to be coming with the right mindset, you're going to walk away with just like aha moments left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the spirit of how and why we curated those panels.
Right. Right. So just to kind of explain the foundation he was talking about, when we created this event, you know, it was, if you have REO skills, those are transferable skills.
Oh,
and there's so many different revenue channels out there. So how do we focus on that? How do we, you know, take our skills from here to there to there to there? Because you can't just have one revenue stream, right? There were so many times that people were like, well, where are the REOs? And we're like, they're not here, so let's figure out what is here.
Mm-hmm.
What is available
mm-hmm.
to you? And then get the people in the room who know how to use that skill to do short sales or commercial, because commercial is, you know, much higher rate, those kinds of things. And so that's the foundation that
right
we're
on.
Building on.
Yeah.
But I love the addition of the entrepreneurial component that's been there a little bit, mostly with the panels that
yeah.
you brought every
sure.
year. But it's a really great addition.
I mean, I can't wait. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And I had a conversation yesterday with one of our speakers. And this speaker, again, not going to steal the thunder and share her name. Most people that are going to listen are going to know this person. Top producing number one Coldwell Banker agent in Florida. Hint. We were on the phone yesterday, and it was really like cool with what you just said. She has a, I don't know if I should say this. She has got a gigantic listing. We're not talking 5 million. We're not talking 10 million. We're not
Ooh.
Talking 20 million. We're talking more, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Is it Mar-a-Lago?
No, but... and by the way, they had the team at one point had the highest sale in Florida.
Oh, wow.
But then she said they don't have that record anymore because they've sold, not they, in Miami, there's been 3 sales for over $100 million this year. Or 2025.
Holy goodness.
They haven't,
in Florida, you can't get insurance?
I mean, look.
That's insanity.
I mean, I guess if you have got that kind of money,
You self-insure.
But she said something that was really, like, piggybacking off what you just said a moment ago. She said, I'm having a lot of problems with this listing because there's chaos around it. There's dirt. There's a house. There's zoning, there's this, there's that, there's the other. And she said, listen, it had not been for my REO expertise, how to tackle challenges and problems, how to, you know, have patience, how to, like, go through these different channels, I wouldn't be successful at this listing.
I love that.
And it's true. It's like you said it best. Like, REO experience is so transferable to so many other things. Mm-hmm. In fact, another one of our speakers, another top producer from the West Coast. He said to me about a month ago when we started talking, he said, listen, Eric, like, the bottom line is I'm successful because of REO. REO is my gas. It gave me the ability to run. It gave me my ability to drive this car, but now I'm doing commercial. Now I'm doing investor. Now I'm doing ground up construction. Now I'm doing property management. He's like, but it's all because of my REO experience, mm-hmm. A, and B is because of my REO business. Had I not had that, I wouldn't be able to build these other channels. And that's what's that's what we're going to learn and see and feel. And we're going to have real practitioners. We're not going to have people that are just theoretically speaking on how to grow your business. These are going to be real people that have done it, and they're going to be willing to share their success. And again, walk away. People are going to walk away being like, wow, if they can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely.
Right on.
And how to do it.
And how to do it.
Right?
Right.
Not just be inspired, but have the playbook.
Exactly.
Okay. So speaking of entrepreneurial, we want to share the news of our keynote speaker? And you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah. So the keynote speaker is one of my best friends in the whole world. He and I were business partners. He was my first business partner ever. And if you know, for those who are listening to the podcast and know me, like, that's what I do. I mean, you know, my thrill, where I get my adrenaline, is building businesses. And so I don't jump out of airplanes. I don't race cars. I don't shoot guns. I build businesses because, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you feel the pain. It's like, it's great and it's not great. It's great. So that's where I get my thrill.
Adrenaline.
And so Robert LeBlanc is my first business partner, my best friend, my brother. And, you know, he's going to come in and talk about how he's taking all these, like, bumps and bruises. He's hit success, and then he had then Katrina hit, and then hit more success, and then a hurricane hit. He hit success, then COVID hit, and so he's been doing this, and along the way he's taken all these lessons learned, mm-hmm. and has literally learned and applied the learned lessons to the next iteration of his business. And as he sits today, and I'm super proud of him, super pumped. He has literally growing an empire. And so he's in the food and beverage industry. He's in the hospitality industry. He's got some of the best hotels, like, not because I'm saying so, but because Cont Nest and Traveler and, like, all these magazines are writing about how wonderful his properties are and how curated they are and what the experience feels like. And he's got some of the best restaurants in Louisiana. He's got some of the best cocktail bars in Nashville. He's got some of the, I mean, he's in Atlanta. He just opened up a property in Atlanta.
Cool.
Like, and I think that experience and him talking about what it's like to take a couple lumps, take a couple bruises, but learn from them, and don't let that stop you, and pivot when you need to, and maybe double down when people are telling you not to, it will be inspiring.
Right.
Right.
Because everybody in this industry has had their lumps and their bumps and their bruises.
Correct.
These last 5 years.
It's
you
been
know?
Tough. It's been it longer has. Than, I mean, it's been, I mean, if you've been in it, like, there were, you know, in 2007, 8, people are like, ah, it's great. Then 2012, 13, 14, not so great. Then it was great again, and not so great. So it's been like this ebb and flow. But now I do fundamentally believe there's going to be a huge transfer of wealth in real estate starting yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's not just in default. It's going to be in all aspects of real estate. And if you're positioned right or positioned correctly, sky's the limit. And that's the exciting part. And so we hope that Robert comes in. Not a hope. I know he's going to. He's probably the best speaker. Gina, you're going to love it. He's so well-spoken, so articulate, and so inspiring. Like, he inspires me on a regular basis. But people are going to walk away, like, ready to run through a brick wall. After I'm telling you, because the
like
opportunity
the
is there.
Man, that's what I saw, man.
The opportunity is there, and sometimes you just need a little push, mm-hmm. a little motivation, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so I think he'll be just the right guy to help provide that.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm really excited here. Yeah. I think it'll be great. So let's see. We have covered the who's in the room, the application process, and the content. Let's talk a little bit more about our thought process when it comes to speakers,
mm-hmm.
and how we're curating those as well.
So, you know, we're definitely going to bring some of the best asset managers. In fact, I'm personally calling in a favor to bring out one of the most when I tell you this asset manager has been in the business, I don't want to date him. He'll probably get upset if I do, for a long time. I've personally worked with him since 2008. So that's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally one of the smartest human beings on the planet especially when it comes to default and how to manage assets, mm-hmm. and how to do certain things. And so he's never been on stage. He's never been on stage, Gina. Well, I want to caveat that because maybe he hasn't. I just didn't know about it.
Right.
But from what I know, he's never been on stage. He's always behind the screen,
mm-hmm.
right? He works with he's always been a leader. Like, he's a top leader in this specific organization. He's got people that work with him. And I said, dude, I need you. I need you to come down and talk to the folks in the room as to not just the normal, hey, what does an asset manager look for? But talk about truly what are the things that set real estate agents and professionals apart? And where are those little moments where you're I just established a great relationship, and those relationships take you far. He's going to be able to talk on so many things. And thankfully he said yes. And I'm really pumped. And I'm because when I speak to him, and I probably speak to him, once every couple of weeks, just to check in, he's a good friend. He's a great colleague, a great business partner, because we're partners in business as well. He's incredible. My entire team loves speaking to him. And I'm it was an aha moment when one of my team members was like, hey, we should get so-and-so to speak. I'm he won't speak. So I texted him. Then I called him. And, serendipity is kind of real. I was literally talking about him yesterday. And then he texted me. He's like, hey, I think I'm in. 10 minutes later. 10 minutes later. It's the world, the universe came mm-hmm. together. So it's people like that. We've got that's traditional asset. Well, he's not a traditional asset manager. He manages a huge portfolio of really traditional and non-traditional opportunities. Mm-hmm. So cool. Agents are really, real estate professionals are really going to want to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, as I mentioned before, the number one RE/MAX broker, I'm not just saying this. She literally got the award a month ago, in North America. So she'll be there and huge, great person, had a huge long run and currently still having a great run in REO, but she's using that again as a platform to mm-hmm. do so many other things.
Right.
Right. We've got some of the most fastest growing servicing companies, there's these huge servicers and then these middle market servicers. So we've got this middle market servicer that's doing great things coming. We've got entrepreneurs that are doing things that representing luxury, some people that are in there, I'm going to talk about how do you take advantage of luxury, the luxury market. It's not just any old agent that can take a $30 million listing. It's you have to be specific. You got to learn about it. So we're going to have that discussion. We've got another agent coming in talking about representing athletes. A gentleman from the West Coast is coming in and he's representing some major athletes in real estate with their real estate portfolio. We're going to have that there. We're going to talk. I mean, it's going to be on and on and on and on. I mean, this is going to be super, super awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Okay, what have we missed? What else do we need to tell the humans about?
Oh, let's see. What else? New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes!
The
I'm
big
so
easy. The
for
big
that.
Easy. I'm really pumped.
The food alone.
The food, the people, the environment. Folks out there, you got to come and, even if you can't, I'm going to talk to the camera. Even if you can't or you don't make the cut, by the way, this is going to be very curated. Don't feel bad. There's going to be other opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my shout out to New Orleans. It's such a charming city. Like, if you haven't been there, go down. The food, the culture, the people. May 20th and 21st?
Yes.
May 20th and 21st.
And we're on the bay, so that's cool. That's great. On the West End.
I love it. The West End.
Yeah.
Great, great property.
I know. You know what I love most about West Ends? They have a reliable bed.
Ah.
And that's really important. Yes. It's super key to get a good night's sleep.
That's like a thing, right?
Yes, they sell them. You can buy a West End bed. You can buy their sheets. Mm-hmm. You can buy their pillows and their robes, which robes I guess aren't.
Yeah.
But it's all just really great.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm going to like figure that, see if I like it and see what happens.
They also have a signature smell.
Do that.
Yes.
Gina, you're educating me right now. I love it. I love it. So yeah, New Orleans, Louisiana, West, and by the way, you can buy all their stuff. May 20th and 21st. Again, the room. I'm just pumped about the people in the room.
The
current people, we've already, you know, approved a few folks, mm-hmm. right? And we're going through, it's a process, right? So it's not like, look, I wish we could just open it up to everybody. But the meaning is to have these intimate moments, mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. masterminds, these best practices, these like, how you say, like not holding a title, like,
right.
How'd you say it?
Close-fisted, open-fisted.
Like people are going to give and mm-hmm. take, and it's going to be beautiful, right? Yeah. And so we can't do that with 300, 400, 500, 600 people.
No, we can't.
Imagine like in September, it's going to be a couple thousand mm-hmm. people, right? And there's that event is my favorite event of the year.
I love that.
But I think this one might be one of my favorites coming up. I can't wait to experience it.
I call Five Star the big, beautiful circus,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is.
Yeah.
It is. But this one is one of my favorites too, because it is that intimate group and you just get to see people gel and learn. And then it's an awesome referral base for everyone too. The other thing I've been loving is hearing people, they'll call and be like, hey, I want to register now because I love that it's going to be a small room and I love that I made the cut and let's go.
Yeah, it's so fun. God, Gina, you're hitting these. It's like you were in my, head yesterday because again, another agent called me yesterday, a top producing EXP agent out in, doesn't matter. I think Denver area. He's like, hey, do you know if the hotel block is open for Five Star? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, they should open because I'm ready to sign up. I'm like, people are thinking about signing up and Absolutely. Getting hotels. And so I don't know. Are they open? Is the block open?
Yes. The room block, I believe, is open for Five Star.
Okay. Well, I mean, people
if
are.
If that's wrong, our events director will
Well,
come
I mean, well, it's all right. I mean, look, the fun, again, back to the reason why I brought that up is because people are loving. They want to go. They know that there's a big shift in real estate coming. They know where to get their information from. They know that the Five Star Institute has been a platform and a place where people go to understand, like, what's my next step? Like, who am I supposed to meet? How am I supposed to, you know, how am I supposed to react to this market environment? And so people are really ready to do that.
It's so true.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys are, like, sitting with you guys yesterday, I'm learning so much about FSI. It's so interesting. And we should have a podcast on that when the time is right.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you guys do that? You guys do this? You guys have, like, it's like, whoa.
We do all the things.
I mean, and if, look, bottom line is if you're in real estate and you, like, take this business really seriously, I mean, shoot, like, Five Star's got to be one of the places where you call home.
I agree. That's what we should be called, is the Five Star Home.
The Five Star Home.
Not the Five Star Institute.
Look, we're solving problems. We're solving where I can get by my bed. We're solving if room blocks are open. And now we're solving naming of Five Star.
Absolutely.
Place that you can call home.
Yes,
it is.
It's a great community, a great family.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. This has been a really great chat, as always. And thank you for joining us. We hope you got pumped and excited about Velocity. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Thank you, Gina.
Thanks for listening to MP Access. Stay up to date with daily mortgage news, featured stories, and our latest episodes of the podcast at themortgagepoint.com. Don't miss out. We'll see you next week.